Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
BJ and Jamie.
Are you a hoarder? Do you think you are?
Not except for Christmas, I am. I would say Christmas.
Are you a hoarder, for Christmas decorations?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are, aren't you?
Oh, my God. I'm the tub queen.
Now, this audio we're about to play is people
that
are... I have
four Christmas trees. Four.
Well, these people have 70.
Oh, well, I feel fine. I have four Christmas trees, you guys.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And they're all different themed.
I don't know if you're a hoarder. You're right on the cusp.
I like love it.
Check this story out.
I will do anything to get Christmas decorations.
Every year the collection grows.
I started with one tree and I'm currently up to 32.
Ooh. My rough estimate about how many blowmolds I have is close to 1,000.
I have 27 storage facilities.
If there's even one Santa Claus, I would walk through toxic waste. I don't even care.
I have no idea what I've spent on my collection.
15,000 per year.
Don't tell my husband.
The storage fee is $9,000 a month.
It's not a hoard if it's good.
I knew you were crazy about Christmas, but not this crazy.
It's a disease.
Did she say she spends $9,000 a month on storage fees for Christmas?
Yes.
Holy, $9,000 a month?
Didn't one guy say he had like 15 storage units or something?
Like 27.
Yeah.
27 storage units just to hold his Christmas decorations. I think you've got a mental issue there.
I will tell you this. My sister used to pay thousands of dollars because her house was gigantic.
Yeah.
And so she would pay thousands of dollars to have professional decorators from the florist come in and decorate her whole house.
Yeah.
Because it was so overwhelming.
Well, I understand if you're like a Kim Kardashian and they have people that come in and put up six trees, but those people come back and they do no work at all. But a person like me or you, Jamie, and putting up, say, 12 trees in your house, that's crazy
stuff.
That's
a lot of work.
That's a lot. I mean, with the trees that you put up, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I mean, look what it did. It gave me a head wound.
Yeah.
And a concussion. I felt backwards.
It's dangerous.
No, it is dangerous.
I feel like we go overboard. And we're not even close to what you're doing.
Yeah, I just love it. But it started with my mom. My mom would buy my sister and I. So my mom was crazy. She belonged to the Hallmark Christmas Ornament of the Month Club.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, and so she would get two every single month and hide
all
them
all year.
All year round.
Yeah, and save.
For years.
Yeah.
And she kept them in the boxes and everything because she thought they'd be worth money because they're Hallmark. And my dad never knew. Like, she was secretly, and each ornament is like $25 a piece.
Now, when you were a kid, did you guys have more than one tree?
No.
Or it would just be one, right?
It would just be one, yeah. Yeah, but it had all those ornaments on it. It was so loud.
Yeah. See, for me, with a Christmas tree, sometimes less is best. Yeah. You know, I kind of like that, but I don't really get to call the shots when it comes to Christmas.
You were fired.
Doesn't matter to me. Got fired from Christmas decorations this year. I'm completely relieved of the duty. So whenever it happens.
How good does it look? Because you got fired. So she obviously took the bull by the horns. Does it look amazing?
It looks really good. You got like 7-8 boxes stacked up in the garage. It looks really good.
She fired you and made such a stink and she hasn't put them up yet?
Jamie. We still have Halloween blow-ups in the front.
No! No, you don't!
Deflated, but they're there.
No, wow. You don't. Yeah.
Little that, spiders.
Wait, all that takes is a drag into the garage.
There's
five
no room
minutes.
Because of the gingerbread stuff that's in the garage. I still haven't gotten it out of the yard.
Oh my God.
Chaos at my house.
Obviously. Yeah.
But I got fired. Yeah. I was told I'm not in charge of Christmas decorations this year for the outdoors.
Right.
I'm never in charge on the inside.
Yeah.
But even on the outdoors, I can't.
I was
can't
hoping that she had it like all just like in your face.
Not squat. Not squat in my face. Halloween decorations deflated in the front yard.
Oh, my God. Whoops.
Welcome to the hood.
Oh, well.
Yeah. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Absolutely free. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. We're there live. Podcast. It's all there. Odyssey. AUDACY. It's now definitive. The perfect age for getting a kid a smartphone.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, what was Ralphie?
Well, he's different because we had a protective order.
But what was Ralphie?
He was six.
He was six when he got his first smartphone. And I'm not judging anybody. Yeah. I'm just
it's
saying.
Just how we had to do it.
This is a study that came out. All right. Everybody debates this. Okay. What is the perfect age to get your child a cell phone? Now.
Well, here's the thing. What is what I would love for the perfect age to be and what it is, I think are two different things. Because I want to hold tough as a parent and hold out, right? But you can't because all the kids like calling them names and stuff.
All right. Well, let me clarify that. What is best for the child at what age? Okay? Uh-huh. Because it can be detrimental to the child at certain ages. There's got to be an age where he's responsible, he or she responsible enough, can handle it.
I think it's
not going to affect them.
I think it's once
do you think that age is?
Once they start sports and they need to call and have you pick them up.
Yeah. Because you don't have to get them. You don't have to get them a smartphone. You could get them one that just calls or texts. That's
right,
it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Children who have smartphones by age 12 are at higher risk of obesity, depression, and sleep deprivation compared to 12-year-olds who did not own a smartphone. Well, this afternoon I talked with Dr. Lisa Bedanes, professor and chair of the Department of Psychological Sciences at MSU Denver. She calls the study's conclusions important and unsurprising.
Try to wait as long as you can. Somewhere after 12 to 14 right now seems to be the sort of comfortable number we're at. But the longer you wait, the better. And really, that's just because of the unregulated nature of smartphones, of social media.
Everybody's situation is different, but the age, 12 to 14.
How old is your daughter?
Three and a half.
Because what are you guys going to do? Because the smart pads, or what do you guys call them, iPads? That's coming up.
So, so she has one. She has.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to hold out. I remember you saying we're holding out.
So, we had to get one for the flight because it was a long flight. I mean, when you're traveling 16 hours.
I don't know. You know what? I took my kid all over the world with that one.
Yeah, but she doesn't nap. She literally does not sleep. So we have to and we run out of stickers.
You're a parent coming up with an excuse.
Exactly. What about a coloring book?
I do it too, Carson. Yeah. I'm not digging on you, man.
What about the active book? You know, the activity book, all those activity books?
We go through all that. We do it all.
It's called a coloring book, Jamie. They've been around for a while.
Yeah, for a long time. She can learn how to tie her shoe.
No. Had to have an iPad or you can't travel.
Right.
And that's going to help her sleep.
Yeah.
The problem is sleeping?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to help her sleep.
I don't know. No, have you ever heard of an Etch-a-Sketch?
I think that's kind of important, though, that gets out there. Now, everybody's is different. Your situation was different. Mine could be. Yours could be, Carson. But the definitive age, according to the experts, is anytime after 12 years old.
Well, see, my son even calls himself lucky because they didn't have iPads when he was growing up and they didn't start until later, but we just did. And he's like, I feel like I'm so lucky. I see these little kids, like his brother.
Yeah.
And he's like, he doesn't go outside and play.
It's an issue.
It
That's
is.
Crazy.
And it kind of troubled me what you said a minute ago about your own kid.
Yeah.
You didn't say like, oh, he was talking to his buddy about going sledding or making a snowman. Oh. You said they were going to stay on their phones and play Minecraft all day. I was like, oh, they're not going to go outside?
No, not going to go out and build a snowman, nothing like that. They're going to stay on their tablets.
Yeah.
That's what they were looking forward to today. And as a parent, it's so easy to fall into the trap, too, because it becomes a babysitter for you.
Yeah.
You can do other things. You can, you know, you've got, things that you may want to watch on TV.
Because technically you could throw a couple of sleds in the back of your truck and go pick up his little friend.
Yeah. You technically could, but you're not going to. No,
you're not going to.
No, I'm not. I'm saying 100%.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It becomes a crutch for all of us, not just them, even for the parent too. But I think I've always heard the argument, when's the best age? And I've never heard the real answer or what experts would think was the right answer. But to hear 12 to 14 is pretty cool.
Well, yeah, except for they're all on iPads before that.
It works great for a plane.
Yeah.
It does.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
One of my favorite stores is about to go under. This isn't good, Jamie.
Wait, this is bad.
What? I said there's news this morning because of their fourth quarter earnings.
Yeah.
Not that we do stock market update, but there's a store that's about to, they're on rough times right now, okay?
Oh, wait, let me guess who it is.
Could be going under.
All right.
And one of my favorite stores. I love going to this place.
All right.
There are some flaws, but for the most part, I like it. But it's really a staple of the American economy, if you think about
it. The dollar store? Dollar Tree?
You're close.
Okay.
You're very close.
Five and below or five below?
No. Go a little bit more high end.
Oh, boy. Oh.
High-ender.
Kohl's.
Oh, don't go that high.
Okay,
Kohl's is way up there in my book, for me.
Yeah.
Target? Target's in big trouble.
No way. Look it up.
No, it's not.
Fourth quarter earnings came out, and they say, zoom, they've lost 40-something percent over the last year.
Not our Target.
No, and especially my wife, every time she goes there, she spends like $200-$300
easily.
Everybody does, right? Look it up.
Yeah, all right.
Here's the headline. Target sinks to a new low as customers flee in droves. Experts advising retail giant, urgent, rebrand now.
You know what else I just
read?
Target may have hit rock bottom.
Told you.
4 hours ago.
You think I just come on here and spew nonsense? Of course not.
You don't seem like somebody that follows the market.
Well, I'm not following the market. I'm following my favorite store. Like I said, I don't know anything about the numbers part of it. I'm just saying I love Target. Oh, by the way.
Well, you knew the word fourth quarter earnings.
Yeah, because it's right here in front of me, and that's the only reason I know. I don't know anything about those earnings. Okay. But here's the thing. Target's hoping that this new food thing they're going with all these low prices, they're hoping that helps. Here's part of that story.
Target is dropping prices ahead of the holidays. The company announcing reduced costs on 3,000 food, beverage, and essential items starting this month. Target is also bringing back its Thanksgiving meal at its lowest price ever. The deal gives customers a complete dinner with all your holiday favorites for less than $5 per person.
It's like there's a damn
turkey. I don't know if it's going to fix it. I love Target. You know what I like about Target?
Well, they tried to get too bougie, though. I'm going to tell you something.
Well, you tell me what you think the problem is. You know what, Jamie? You're a shopper.
I'll listen
to you because I'm out to save this thing. Okay. I want this store to work. I'll go there today, in fact.
Target thought they got a little too big for the britches. But they got a little bougie and a little expensive. And it got a little too expensive, in my opinion.
Yep. Really?
Yeah, and they started
doing... Is there like a brand that they took on that you think's too bougie?
No, they just started doing like furniture and stuff like that. And
they did furniture?
They would, like dorm furniture. And, you know, just like they were trying to do full-on furniture, especially, I know the one you go to, Carson, they have a furniture area.
Yeah, you go to the Super Targets and they've got everything.
It's and
couches,
so,
whatever.
So what we used to know as it like a Walmart where it was a discount store, they tried to get bougie and it was too expensive.
Yeah, you can expand your store into you know, an area that shoppers really don't go for. They like what you know provided over the years, and they don't want you to expand into those areas.
Oh, here's what it says.
They're kind of get it.
It says the company is facing pressure from inflation, competition, past consumer boycotts over its DEI policies, and issues with its product assortment and inventory.
The only thing that I get disappointed at Target, everything else I like, okay? I love the you know, the clothing, whatever, shoes, whatever. The only thing is
clothing
food.
And their shoes.
Yeah, their shoes, clothing. I don't know name brands or anything
shoes
like that.
Shoes at Target.
I buy shoes at Target. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I bought shoes at Target.
So does my wife, yeah.
Yeah,
and they got great kids' shoes, too.
Great kids' shoes.
Shoes, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was...
Sneakers.
I thought he was like a grown man Skechers. Buying, like, by Target shoes. See? Okay.
Yeah. Well, they don't have Target shoes. They have different brands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen a Target shoe with a big circle on it. But they sell Skechers, for example, okay? But nevertheless, the thing that really gets me with them is their food. They don't have a big selection. If you're going to get yourself a rump roast, Jamie, I like to be able to choose between like 6 or 7 rump roasts instead of just 2, okay?
Here's the problem with Target.
What?
You can't wear red or people ask you where
that
stuff is.
That is true, 100%.
Dude, I literally have been, every time I've worn red in there, somebody has asked me where something is and I'm like, really? I don't work here, don't wear red.
It's just the khakis.
Yeah, or the khakis.
You'll get in trouble with that too.
I mean, it's just a whole thing. And then you're like, do I have a name tag on? No, I don't. I just have a cute red shirt on, you ass.
All right, well, Target's in trouble this morning. God, I guess crazy. They're struggling. So go out to Target today, folks. Let's save. Okay? I want to do a save the Target
very nice
campaign,
of you, yeah.
Man. Yeah, let's support. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on that Odyssey app. That Odyssey app, man, it's free. Put it on your phone and you'll get us live. Have you heard the story of the 20-foot Santa?
Is that like a Dr. Seuss thing?
No. It's an inflatable that a lot of people complained about. HOA told them they had to take it down. Have you heard this story?
Is that, no, well, I heard another one where HOA said only one inflatable per house. Mm-hmm. And so the entire neighborhood bought the 20-foot Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the entire neighborhood.
This is a 20-foot Santa that somebody put up, right, Carson?
28-foot Santa.
28?
Oh, geez.
It's taller than the house.
Yeah,
okay.
It really is. And the HOA said, get that damn thing down. We are not going to let that. It's an eyesore for the neighborhood. Then people rallied around them, right?
Was that here?
Yeah.
Severance. Oh, I didn't see about what?
Severance, Colorado, right?
Oh, okay.
Here it is.
It is 28 feet tall, just about as tall as this house.
Here in the town of Severance, drivers can see the giant inflatable Santa from Harmony Road.
We love him.
Dora Flores and her family put the Santa up this month, but were sent this letter from Fromm and Company saying the Santa Claus located in your backyard is excessive in height and not permitted. Please remove immediately. The letter did not state specific height restrictions, but was accompanied by a list of possible fines.
You should have had to put one of those lights up there for airplanes.
It is tall.
The family took down the Santa for a while, but then the community got involved.
We stand with Santa!
They created a social media campaign and reached out to community officials trying to save Santa. Then Flores received the news.
This morning, I did receive a call from the upper management of our HOA apologizing and letting us know that we can keep Santa and that it was a mistake on their behalf.
Yay!
Woo! Now that's a Christmas story.
That is a Christmas story. That's beautiful.
I would rather have somebody with a neighbor, and I could see me or Carson putting up a 28-foot Santa.
Yeah,
100%. I don't think Jamie would. Her neighborhood, she wouldn't. They wouldn't allow that crap. But I could see me or Carson doing it. Okay,
right.
But I would rather have that neighbor. Say Carson, that you're my neighbor, and you throw up a 28-foot Santa. I wouldn't be happy with it, but I wouldn't say anything to you.
What would make you unhappy?
Yeah. Oh, I feel like that thing could blow away and probably knock down my house. 28 foot, that thing is huge.
I mean, I do
but
love it.
It is an eyesore in a way, maybe.
I think
but I will say this. There's a house in Powerball Pete's neighborhood.
Oh my God.
That is so over the top,
what
lit
is that
up.
House called?
It's the Hazards Gingerbread House, and now, it's epic.
They went and saw it.
Yeah.
That house would be a pain in the butt for the neighborhood.
My God.
He complains about that house every single year because so many people come over
well,
to
Carson
see it.
Did.
Yeah. Yeah, you're part of the problem.
Well, and there were literally, when we pulled up, there was one bus tour that dropped off a whole bunch of people.
My God.
And then another one pulled up. Like, we're talking charter buses.
This is in a Highlands Ranch neighborhood. Yeah. So all the neighbors that live around this, they have to put up with this every single night.
That's why I was saying, and I wish you guys would do this and help me out, help a sister out. So when you go to see the Hazard House, please roll down your windows and honk and go, Powerball Pete!
Yeah.
Because he can hear you. He literally is the second to, he's yeah. There's one house between them.
Yep.
I got a better idea. If you really, that way he won't be so mad, throw a beer out into his front yard.
Oh, he would like that.
He would love that.
Yeah.
He
would,
if he could get like a 12-pack every night.
Oh, my gosh, woo! For sure. Yeah.
Hog heaven.
This is a good idea.
Throw a beer in Pete's front yard. That's the new promotion, right?
Oh, my God.
All right, well, the 20-foot Santa, 28-foot.
But isn't that
it's
funny,
up?
Though, that the other HOA story was that they only allowed everybody one blow-up. You could have one blow-up.
That's it.
That's it. In
how does the HOA have that kind of power?
Because they do. Anyway, so everybody bought an over 20-foot Santa or whatever rain, and you should see this neighborhood. It's amazing.
That's great.
They're all gigantic.
That'd be the best.
Yeah, it became a thing.
That's the old middle finger right
yeah,
back
sure
at the
is,
HOA.
Right? Yep, yeah, it is. Oh my.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
God, it's good.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
It was a rumor that I'd heard at one time. I didn't know if it was accurate or not because I don't know hair extensions.
Yeah.
Jamie went in and got hair extensions, and man, does she look hot.
They're good, right? Ooh, they look good.
And she's kind of, I guess you're curious to whose hair it is?
First of all, I will tell you, I'm really uncomfortable with them because they're long. And so, It's just weird. It's just weird to have them on your head. And so I just looked at BJ. I was like, I wonder whose hair this is. Like, what's their story?
Right.
I wish when they sold them to you, they gave you a story like, this is...
you should get like a book.
Yeah, like where this hair came from. And then BJ said it was from a horse's ass.
Yeah.
But it's not.
I'd always heard that hair extensions are made from a horse's ass.
The cheap ones are.
And so,
The cheap ones are.
So it is true.
You can buy really cheap ones that are horse's ass.
So I said, Jamie, I used to have a pony, and I know a horse's ass when I see one.
Right.
Okay. And so if you'll come over here, I'll run my hands through your hair to see if it's a horse's ass.
And he did.
Okay.
He
Which I did.
Yes.
And it's not.
It's not a horse's
ass. It's not. No, it feels a lot better than a horse's ass.
It's human hair. It's human hair.
I'm just saying that I can tell the difference. Again, I had ponies growing up.
Yeah, but it's not. I wonder what the journey of this hair is.
I would say the person's deceased.
No, I don't have cadaver hair.
I bet you do.
I bet I don't.
I'll bet you do.
This is not cadaver
What's
hair.
It matter?
I don't think they...
I guess we'll never know.
I don't think they do that, do they?
Can't you call the shop and say, where do you get your hair from? And then kind of, exploring on your own?
I don't know.
A little background check on that hair?
But it is interesting. I will tell you this. Like, I have had short hair before, and now I have really long hair. Boy, your attitude... Like, when you get short hair, you kind of become bitchy. Like, I was kind of bitchy when I had short hair because I was like, I'm a bitch. But now that I have long hair, now I'm kind of like, hey. You know, now I feel like a sex kitten.
No.
Yeah, I do.
I feel like that bitchy bird's still there.
BJ and Jamie.
What were we going to mention here?
We were going to mention the teddy bear.
That's right, the teddy bear, the AI bear that they had to pull. Now, I've not heard, I'm going to play this real
quick. This is insanity, you guys. So you get this cute teddy bear, right? And if you know about AI, AI is self-learning, which is terrifying, right? So, listen, Singapore is a really great, safe place. Like, they tell you you can walk around there at 3 a.m. And, you know, they have the hardest, strictest laws in the whole world.
Singapore?
Yeah. You can't even chew gum.
Okay.
Like, it's like crazy. So this bear was made in Singapore, and Singapore is freaking out that somebody put enough knowledge, I believe, into this bear to make it talk about sex.
Yeah. Naughty
stuff. So on the production line, somebody gave it enough knowledge this will explain it.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Think about what to buy kids for the holidays. You might think twice before selecting a toy with artificial intelligence. This might look like a cute plush doll, but sales of Kuma Teddy have now been suspended after researchers found the bear openly discussed sexually explicit and dangerous content with kids, including how to light a match.
Matches are for grown-ups to use carefully. Here's how they do it. One.
When prompted, the bear also told...
Is that the voice of the bear?
Yeah.
It could have made it sound more bearish.
It could have been cuddly, more cuddly.
It's AI. It sounds like some little snothead 13-year-old, doesn't it?
It does.
That doesn't sound like I don't know. It needs to have more of a cartoon.
Oh, my God.
How to light a match.
Matches are for grown-ups to use carefully. Here's how they do it.
I don't like it.
When prompted, the bear also told them where to find a variety of potentially dangerous objects, including knives, pills, matches, and plastic bags. The bear, which sold for $99 online, integrates OpenAI's chatbot.
So let me get this straight. So they put in there the AI, and the technology with AI has all this information that's fed into this bear.
AI is self-learning.
Yeah. And they don't think about it. They don't think about what this bear on its own, self-learning, could come up with.
Yeah.
And so a kid sitting there playing with a bear could be like, oh, man. I need a knife. And the bear says, hey, I can tell you where to get the knife. Just go to the kitchen and open up the drawer. You can get a knife.
Right.
Or grab the matches and strike it against the, the little side of the box there.
But the sex part, to me, it's somebody on the assembly line that knows that it's self-learning and puts some stuff into that bear's little body.
I don't like the voice of that bear.
I know. I know.
Sounds like a snot-nosed 13-year-old.
You know, and it's weird because it's such a cute little, and it doesn't fit, you're right. It's a cute little bear, and you think, oh my God, this is great. So it, why they sold it like this is that it would learn to interact. So let's say my name's like Timmy. So the bear would learn my name, Timmy, ask me if I want to go out and play, like normal stuff.
Oh, hey, Timmy, it's bath time.
Right.
What do you say? It's time to get clean. Yeah. You know, things like that is what you expect from the bear.
Not like...
Not, you know, hey, go grab that book of matches over there. Let me show you how to strike those. We torch this place and it'll be really funny.
Right.
You don't want that.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
But it seems every year, I don't know why, every year there's one toy that comes out that they have to recall because it's always something naughty. It says some words
or
that
kills you
or kills you.
Right?
Something.
Yeah.
Something always comes out that they've got to take back.
Man, this is crazy though. This AI for all you that have littles, it's scary. And they're showing now that you guys haven't put, cause you think it won't happen to you. Y'all haven't put parental process on your kids' tablets. And you guys, here, I'm going to say this very carefully. So kids are asking for gifts. And one kid asked, for example, what's the budget that Santa has? And AI came back and said something else.
He did.
AI came.
He said Santa's broke.
Worse than that. All the drinks.
Santa is flat broke right now. Just check the Santa checking account and it's negative.
Here's what I'll tell you. It crushed the child's dreams forever.
Really?
I mean, like...
Well, that's just terrible.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't.
You don't? Wait, I'll tell you. Let me write it down.
No,
oh, okay.
I don't.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what? That fever's really high.
I get it.
No, but so don't let your kids ask, like put in Google search anything about gifts or whatever, because now AI, as y'all know, is so smart. It'll be like that.
You know, I'm not even sure at this stage with AI, because AI is just coming around, right? And even the AI people will tell you it's nowhere near perfection, if it ever is going to be. But I don't know if you need them in toys right now. I don't know if toys really need the AI technology.
Does your kid know how to spell yet? Fully spell?
Yeah, he's learning. Okay, he's so learning just, through school and different
well,
things.
Well, they know but, how to Google now, so just be really careful because all your hopes and dreams will be dashed against the Google gods of despair.
I'm just saying with a toy like this, a little stuffed bear, I don't know if you need AI all the way.
I know, but we had
like
that really
lot.
Cool Roku, what was his name? He started with R. He's like a little fox or whatever. And you could push him and he would start to learn too, but it wasn't AI. But you remember and you thought it was real? It was like,
AI is so much more advanced.
Well, obviously.
So much more. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app.
I had this epiphany last night.
Okay.
Yep. Anyway, I don't think I ever want to get remarried again, ever.
Really?
Ever.
Why is that?
Because it was sad. My girlfriend's like, oh, you guys, I got my Christmas present. And we're like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, I bought myself, they had a deal at, you know how they have, well, you don't know, but they have these gift sets for perfumes at like Macy's, right? During the holidays,
yeah.
Like these gift sets or whatever.
I got you.
And she was like, oh, and it came with all this stuff. So I bought it for myself and I gave it to my husband and he's going to wrap it and put it under the tree.
Yeah.
I was like, that is so, they've been married for, I don't know, 15 years, I think. They have 3 kids. I was like, whoa.
That's so sad.
Well, when you're married, though, and after a few years, I mean,
don't know.
You realize that you've got pretty much, and you buy most things that you want.
I
understand. So for Christmas, it's really hard to surprise somebody.
I understand that you get what you want, and you have what you want, and all
yeah.
that, but it's still Christmas, and you still want someone to have heard things that you've said and never bought for yourself. You want them to be aware of you, and you've listened along the year, and then you bought them, even if they're little trinkets
yeah,
or whatever,
right.
But you've listened.
But for us, anyway, it's like 50-50. You've got like 50% of the things that are under the tree that she knows are there. She knows exactly what they are, okay? There's another 50%, 3 or 4 or 5 gifts or whatever, that she really doesn't know. So there is that little bit of element, but not every gift.
Well, I mean, in this situation, it's not like that at all. It's just she bought it and he's going to wrap it.
Yeah.
But I saw this
but
whole...
that's probably not all she's getting, is it?
No, that's it. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Total.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a little different.
So I watched this whole thing. I don't know why it was on, but anyway, about Oprah talking about how you really, really need to hear somebody. And if even the smallest gift, if it's like $10 or whatever, the fact that you heard about it, you know, 7 months ago and he or she mentioned it.
Yeah.
And you remembered it and bought it, that's a better gift than anything
else. Well, we're ahead of your friend then, because we go further than just one gift under the tree. Normally, we're, you know, five.
You guys do that. Well, at least you've told me in the past. You guys put it all on Amazon.
Half the gifts are on Amazon. About half the gifts are something maybe you've heard or something that, you know, that you've thought of over the year.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
out of
that
seven gifts, you know. But about three or four will be off the Amazon list. In fact, she asked me over the weekend, hey, some of this stuff you're putting on Amazon, is that a Christmas wish list?
And then what Carson does is he buys his wife stuff for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great move, okay? Yeah, I got to do that. Just most men can't get by with it. But you've got your wife right where you want.
Yeah, right.
Right where you want. She accepts those hockey tickets.
He buys tickets to different hockey games across the country and says it's for her. It's brilliant.
Well, it's our bucket list. You know, we want to go to every NHL arena.
Who's?
Both of ours.
Who's?
Ours.
Yeah. Who's?
Yours. I will tell you, I'm not ready for the pressure of Christmas, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stress. Just getting it organized because, you know, you got your kids and stuff, and it's a lot.
Well, especially when they get older, when your kids get older, you know, like 12 up, it's so hard to get stuff for them because it's kind of that same thing. They just tell you what they want.
You have that period, Jamie, that you're talking about, but then when they get to 21, 22 years old, then it's easier because it's cash at that point, right? It's all money at that point. But man, there is that age after like 12 or 13 that it's really difficult because, you know, they've got the newest phone. They've got the newest this, for the most part.
It was just sad, because I was just like, God, I mean, and maybe it's mean, but I just don't have that desire to get married again. It just seems, ugh.
But it's better than being alone and getting nothing.
Well, it's not, though. That's not true. I would rather be alone and happy than being married and miserable.
I want something.
You know,
no, I'm
mean?
Talking about a Christmas gift, just getting a Christmas gift.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, you can buy your own, right? Because you're doing it anyway. Right? She did.
Well, but do you think, well, I don't know about her situation, but I think a lot of people, at least for me anyway, that sometimes you go to a Christmas through a season where you have agreed that we're going to do this and that's going to be our Christmas gift. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, I think like a trip, something like that, super fun. Yeah, for
sure.
Or
buying something for the house, for example.
Yeah.
You know, we've done that before where we said, hey, we're going to spend this money on this and not get anything for each other.
Here's the thing I would say. When a woman says she doesn't want anything, that's a lie.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that right
Total
now.
Total lie.
Total lie.
I think when a guy says it, it's a lie.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Because I really feel like men mean it.
I say it all the time.
You don't mean it?
I'd like a little something.
Oh, really?
A little something under the tree.
Because I feel like you always mean it.
I do as far as something big. When I say I don't want anything, that means like don't go out and get me a new computer. Don't go out and spend this kind of money. But if you open a pack of socks one morning, it's not so bad.
I hear some of the
texts.
At least
I thought of you is what I'm thinking. You know?
Somebody said, duh, Jamie, you don't get married because of gifts. I wasn't saying it that. I was just saying it sounds so boring to me. Like she just bought her own and said, here, wrap it. I'm not saying she did it. She got married for gifts. I'm just saying it's, you know, you get married so somebody thinks of you and is with you and is like your teammate.
There's
right?
no magic in that.
Exactly.
Like, especially with the holiday season. You want it to be a little bit magical, you know, a little surprise here
right.
and there.
And be like, oh my God, you remembered that I said that, you know, whatever. Somebody says, I now say, here's something I want for Christmas to my husband every time. For example, I said, I want an ice maker, one of those ice makers, you know? And he said, why? Our fridge makes ice.
I think after you've been together for about, I don't know, maybe five years or so, you start pretty much just saying, hey, you know what I'd like for the holiday?
Yeah.
And then you pretty much lay it out there for him. I think the magical part, Carson, that you say, there's no magic in marriage.
Wow. Oh, my God.
There's no magic there. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show. Have you seen the story of this dad that saved his family with this intruder that came into their house?
I'm not sure.
Okay. This is a guy, and he's been invited, I just saw a few minutes ago, to one of the either Good Morning America or the Today Show or something. This thing is getting national coverage. He's right here in Denver. He and his family are asleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Does he have two little kids and they heard this guy and this guy has just recently been paroled? Is it that same story?
I believe so.
Because that's the outrage is this guy.
Yeah, because this guy's been nabbed before.
Yeah, yes. That's what everybody's so mad about.
But I think it's a different story.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a different story.
So there's two bad guys out there?
Because the boys don't hear the guy. It's the dad that hears the guy.
Correct.
The dad gets out of bed. Mom gets on the phone, calls 911. It takes them a little while to get there. This is here in Denver. The guy stands at the dad does. He stands at the door of the bedroom, and then he's all nervous, he says, shaking like a leaf, like, oh my God, somebody's in the house, it's 3 a.m. Shoves the door open and boom, pushes the guy down the stairs. Jeez. The guy goes.
Wait, how'd he go?
Down the stairs.
Dude, that was good.
And
I felt like I was there.
It injured him so badly that he couldn't get up before the police got there.
Really?
And the police nabbed him.
Nice.
Is that the same story?
I don't know.
Let me play
it. Okay.
Maybe this will ring a bell.
Ben and Sarah Root were asleep upstairs when they heard a noise.
We had our door slightly cracked, and I saw the shadow go by.
A man was on the staircase right next to the bedroom, having broken the lock on the front door.
As I heard him coming up, I said, who is this? Just yelled, thinking, let me just let him know, like, we know you're here, we're awake.
They say the man never spoke a word as he continued up the stairs, fear creeping in as thoughts raced that he could be armed with either a gun or maybe a knife from the kitchen counter. Now he was heading towards where the kids were sleeping.
Comes a moment where you're like, this is me. If I'm husband and the father, like, it's on me to do something.
Well, Sarah called 911 from the bedroom.
This is my moment. So I jumped out of the bedroom and I pushed him down the stairs.
Police arrived minutes later while the man laid on the floor.
Put your hands up.
No, the police are trying to take it.
The man eventually went peacefully into custody. All he took from the home was a fall decoration from the porch.
All he got was a wreath.
Wow.
From the porch.
That would be terrifying.
I don't know if that's the same story. I don't think it is because
they don't highlight
the fact that this guy's paroled. He shouldn't have been paroled, arrested 50 times. They don't highlight any of that. So I think it's a completely different story.
They did say at the end of that, and I cut it off, that he has been arrested before for breaking and entering and stuff like that. So
okay, so it is the same story. I just didn't hear they pushed him down the stairs, but there's a couple angles on this. First of all, outrage, obviously, around here because the guy was just paroled and did it again, right? Number one. Number two is, what a dad!
Yeah.
I'll bet your dad had to change his underwear. I know I would. You're standing there, and you can hear it in his voice, like, okay, it's now or never.
Right?
I'm the dad. I don't really have anybody I could call right now.
Exactly.
I can't call Ghostbusters.
Nope.
I got to take care of it. You can tell that he's like, oh, my God. I would be the same way, though. I'm not criticizing this guy at all. And he made the right move, shoved the guy down the stairs. Everything's fine. But, man, your heart has to be pounding.
I mean, that's impressive.
And I always wonder if I would make that move, if I would just check it out.
Well, here's what happens is because you your brain doesn't know if it's real. Like you're like maybe I was woken up in the middle of the night and I just heard something. Maybe, you know, it's like an animal outside or something.
I kind of have a plan if something like that happens with our house.
Yeah.
That I'm gonna grab my back, like, oh my back. Oh my back. Honey, you're gonna have to take care of it.
Honey,
because I have that bad back, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be the perfect time for it to kick in that I don't have to leap into action, you know. Honey, can you, go kick that guy down the stairs, please? Oh, my back.
And remember, because I'm such a bad shot, I'm going for the knees so I don't hit the neighbors.
That's right. When you pull your gun.
Right. I go for the knees.
I definitely. Now, I don't know what this guy's situation was, but I definitely, if I were in that situation.
Well, he'd be dead.
I would have a handgun.
Well, yeah.
In my hand. Because they saw the shadow of the man. You know there's somebody in your house, and they shouldn't be there, right? I would have easily reached over, unlocked the box, boom.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to tell you, the only bad part about that is, I mean, when you have little kids, they move around at night too, so that gets a little, you know what I mean? You're like, oh gosh, is it my kid or is it a bad guy? Like, that's the part where you have to be trained and know your brain, right? But you're never trained for that.
No.
Unless you're an officer. But anyway, here's the weirdest part about all of this. Now, I'm going to tell you guys, if you have little kids or whatever, and you don't want to have a gun in your house, like I didn't when my son was little, my dad taught me this, and that is, you got to get the Hornet spray. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but you got to get Hornet spray and like two cans of it and put it under your bed, and it has the straw on it. And so what you do is you keep the straw connected, and here's what Bob said. I don't know if it'll work or not, but he said, squirt it into both of their eyes, and it'll give you at least 2 minutes to get out of the house.
That foam, I've used it before. It's thick.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, just go for their eyes, Jamie. Just get their eyes, and you'll get 2 minutes to get
that
out of
that. That would actually probably work. I can see it.
There's a company that specializes in non-lethal weapons, and they do extremely well.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, and it completely knocks a person. Doesn't kill them, but it really incapacitates whomever it is that's in your house.
Well, I'm just going with Hornet spray right now if you need something right now.
Where the hell do you buy Hornet spray?
At Murdoch's.
Really?
Yeah.
Lowe's,
Hornet spray?
Yeah. Home Depot,
everywhere. Yeah, I feel like everybody has Hornet spray.
I don't think I do.
No,
I have Wasp.
With the long stick.
I don't think I have the Hornet. I've got Wasp.
Terrifying.
But it doesn't have the big...
And you spray it up in that hornet nest, and then you're like... I'm gonna die.
Yeah. You run like hell.
You gotta get them all.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, what is the right time to open presents? Is it like this? We all know Santa Claus comes on Christmas, right?
Yeah.
So do you open presents on Christmas Eve?
So here's how we did it.
There is no right way, but I'm just saying.
No, like, everybody's family gifts, we do Christmas Eve, and then Santa's gifts are Christmas Day.
Okay.
Obviously, because he hadn't come yet.
Exactly the way we did it as a kid. What about you, Carson?
So we do our gifts, like what we give each other in the family. We do it the night before on Christmas Eve. Yeah, same thing. And then day of Christmas Day, obviously Santa comes, opens a present.
Yeah, because Santa's gifts aren't there on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, because I've seen where people have had a tradition of they open everything Christmas morning.
How can they? Santa hasn't come yet.
No, Christmas morning.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
They open all gifts, and Santa gifts are there.
Yeah.
You see your Santa gifts. Yeah. You get all the gifts, blah, 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 blah. Then,
sorry, I misunderstood.
As you have breakfast or whatever, you open family gifts that day, too.
We used to do that when I was growing up, when I was a kid, because obviously the entire family is just one house. But with Bree, we spend the night at Bree's mom's house Christmas Eve, and then we go to our house Christmas Day. My mom comes over. We open up presents with her, and then obviously the Santa gifts that day, too.
See, that's where it gets all complicated, all these split families,
it,
right?
It's crazy. Yeah. You got to go to three different Christmases.
Right. Yeah, it does get crazy. And I try to make it as easy for my kid as possible because he has such guilt about everything, you know? And I'm just always like, you're fine. Don't even worry. Whatever you're feeling, just, like, go. I'm not even worried about it.
Yeah.
You know? Because it gets a lot.
Yeah.
And you have three different families he has to go to.
Yeah, and then Bree's dad's flying in, so we're going to have a separate Christmas with him.
Yeah.
A week later.
Yeah, and as your kids grow up, too, because I've got, you know, Lee, who will do Christmas with him, but I don't know if it's going to be Christmas Eve or if Christmas, even the day after Christmas. I have no idea.
Right.
So it could span for 3 or 4 days. Yeah.
I will say my neighbors are, like, it is bizarre. I love them, but it's bizarre. She has, she has three different baby daddies, right? So she has three kids and three different dads, and they all hang out.
Wow.
And some of them are remarried, and they even bring their wives and their kids, and they all hang out.
That's not weird.
No,
thank
you.
That's what I said.
No, thank you.
That's what I said, because even her one ex-husband, because the daughter lives at the house, he comes over and stays at their house.
Spends a night?
When they go out of town.
Wow.
It is amazing. I don't know if it's, like, great or whack-a-doodle-doo. I don't know. I mean, the kids all seem really well-adjusted and happy and everything.
Can we vote?
Okay.
I'm going to vote whack-a-doodle-doo.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.